our principles. I think wine is our national beverage.
Yes. Just wine. Just period. Wine. Yeah. It's on the flag, actually. Yeah. Like, it's in the corner.
Yeah.
It's down in the corner. Comedy.
Okay. Comedy for all.
Equality.
Yes.
Of course, healthcare and schooling.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, it's a small country, but we're not, you know, barbarians.
Yeah, right.
We're going to offer people healthcare and education.
Right.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, so happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yes, happy 4th of July.
Happy Independence Day, or happy, actually it's really the 2nd of July we reported
last year
when it was supposed to be Independence Day, but they held it off for the 4th of July.
Right, there was a big argument.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the 2nd, they went with the 4th,
they went
and
with the
people
4th.
Were angry.
Yep, some people still celebrated the 2nd in the early days, but I guess they didn't really catch on. So Katie's going to kick off with some full in-color digital
Got some news here. So what is the 4th of July without cramming a bunch of hot dogs in your face?
I don't know. Because even I, as a vegetarian, will have a soy dog on that day.
You will.
With sauerkraut. I like it.
Yeah.
With
do you?
Mustard and pickles, onions, ketchup. Yeah, I think it's good.
Oh, it just made my mouth water.
Really? I rarely ever eat a hot dog. I know.
Like,
when?
It's
when
always,
will we eat a hot dog?
I like mine grilled well done.
Okay, so you're not going to be able to get a hot dog really anywhere, because who does that?
Yeah, nobody. You know? So I yearn.
For the hot dog?
Yeah.
Do they still have these, because I don't really pay attention, where the hot dogs are just rolling around on like these hot rods?
I think so. There's one place, there's a bar in New York City. It's this awful bar. I won't even say the name.
Okay.
I mean, it's really cheap.
Okay.
And you can go there and you get like $3 beers.
It's cheap in the cheapikins.
Yes, and $2
on the corner
shots.
Of 5th and cheap as shit.
Oh my God. And it's just like
$2 shots?
Yeah, and $3 beers. So it's there's a lot of characters in there.
I'm sure.
And they have the hot dogs, free hot dogs. And they roll in that little grill
all
that you're
day
talking
long.
About. All day long.
With a nice like lukewarm heat lamp over them.
It's 4th of July all the time.
Yes.
In that place. Anyway. So hot dogs, who doesn't like their hot dogs? So Nathan's Famous Franks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so every year they sponsor a hot dog eating contest on Coney Island.
Okay, which I haven't seen it. I've seen it on TV, but I have never actually been to Coney Island for the 4th of July.
Right, neither have I. I've seen the highlights, as we discussed. I never watched the whole contest because that's...
How long does it take?
Yeah, well, we'll find out here. But
okay.
The story is the contest originated in 1916.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. A Polish immigrant, Nathan...
Your people.
Handworker started a nickel
Excuse
hot dog
me?
Stand.
Nathan Handworker?
Yes.
Wait a minute. That doesn't sound Polish at all. At all. Sounds like he's trying to hide out as a German or something.
Yeah, well, he started a stand on Coney Island with a $300 loan from two friends and his wife's secret spicy recipe.
That was a lot of money back
then.
Yeah,
it was. So that's where the stand started, but the rumor had it there were immigrants.
About? They were around?
They were
about the place?
They were about. And they were trying to prove who was more patriotic.
Okay.
And so they ended up settling the bet by having a hot dog eating contest.
Really? You
and
Italians
kind of,
think you're patriotic. We Germans will show you something. Yeah. What about us Poles?
Guess what? Open it up. My hot dog's coming in. So,
and why was the hot dog considered to be American? Because I'm thinking at that point, it's still like a bratwurst, right? It's still like a sausage, which I think of as either Polish, like a kielbasa kind of thing, or a bratwurst, which is German, right?
I guess it's summertime. They have the hot dog stands. Coney Island people are on vacation.
Yeah.
Having a nice time. It became just like a cheap eat that everybody
but
had. It was, everybody's all American.
It probably wasn't the pink hot dog we're thinking about that looks and smells like an eraser. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was probably like a nice...
Probably was good.
Yeah, nice sausage. Okay.
So, anyway, there is a contest every year. And it has become elevated, if I dare use the word.
It has raised the bar for fast food consumption.
Yeah, it's turned into such a sport that people train and get their stomachs ready for it, instead of just showing up and having a good time and
trying
to eat.
Which sounds like more fun.
It sounds like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, but, I like the idea of just some kids being like, ah, let's see how many we can eat.
Yeah.
You know? But no, the people are training for this.
The people are training, and they actually, they eat a lot of fiber and drink a lot of water beforehand to stretch out their stomach days ahead of time to get it ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much can you stretch out a stomach?
Enough for 72 hot dogs, apparently, because that's what winner Joey Chestnut. And
get
he
out of
is
here.
Like the all-time champ. He's been a champion.
Is he
champion.
The young one or the old chestnut?
Oh, he's the young.
Sorry. I couldn't
Thank
resist.
You.
So the young chestnut. Brother chestnut.
As opposed to that old chestnut
yes,
that we all know.
The old chestnut. He had how many hot dogs? 70?
72. Thank you very much.
How much mass is that? Is this bun with bun, no bun, like?
Oh, it's with the bun, but they wet the bun so they can get it down.
Excuse
faster.
Me?
Oh,
who wets the bun?
They all do. They stick
with
it
in what?
Water. They sit there with the hot dogs in front of them and they douse it, they dip it in water and eat it. I'm getting a gag reflex just.
Are you serious? I don't remember when I watched a little bit of this on television that they were dipping it into water. That seems like cheating.
Yeah. A little bit.
The Lance Armstrong of competitive hot dog eating right there.
I know.
What's in his water?
I know, right?
Extra nitrogen, like the $7 coffee I just bought.
He's a 10-time winner, Joey Chestnut. He's won, it's his 10th.
So he is that old chestnut, basically.
He's won his 10th mustard belt.
They couldn't come up with something else. Who's the mustard belt sponsored by? Heinz.
Probably. So he used to be a construction manager, and he turned pro eater. And
I'm sure his wife and family are thrilled.
And he eats anything from hot dogs to apple pies to burritos. He holds 40 eating records.
He'll eat anything?
Except kale.
I'm sorry, but when are these other contests happening? Like, when's the burrito contest? Where's a Mexican immigrant stand? Like, hey, the Poles did it in 1916.
Yeah. So then there's, the female champion is Miki Sudo.
Mm-hmm. This is the one I saw. She's from Japan, right?
Right.
Okay.
She's
tiny.
41 hot dogs.
Wow. Well, that's nothing compared to the chestnut.
Yeah.
She's also a very petite person.
That's what she is. And the other winners, like, they all get nicknames, like Joey the Jaws Chestnut.
Mm-hmm. Who gives them these names?
Mike Megatoad Stoney.
Who? Megatoad.
Yeah. Sonia, the Black Widow Thomas.
Well, did she kill someone or what?
I know.
She eats the dead.
But Miki Sudo said that she will never, ever have a nickname. She won't accept it.
Well, she's not doing it?
No.
I'm giving her a nickname. I'm going to call her the Unnameable. That's right. That's your nickname now. We call her the Unnameable. We don't even say Miki Sudo anymore, just the Unnameable. Too late, lady. Try and sue me. I'm lawyered up.
Yeah. Apparently, well, the contest is broadcasted on ESPN to nearly 2 million viewers.
Which ESPN? It's like ESPN 12.
I know. There's 40,000 people show up in person.
The free one that's only online.
Joey Chestnut can consume over 12,000 calories in less than 10 minutes.
Wow.
Amateur.
Is that not? I know.
I do that.
Is that not some kind of eating disorder?
I know.
So do they, I mean, this is getting into the weeds, but like, do they actually ingest all of this food?
Yes.
They don't get sick afterwards?
I don't know what happens.
Voluntarily or involuntarily?
The 72 hot dogs is equal to 16 pounds.
Wow. Wow. And did you see this guy? Does he have like an unusually large mouth or anything?
No,
that would kind of give
like
him an advantage?
Joey Chestnut.
Just a regular chestnut. Like you would see anywhere.
Yeah.
Nothing special. That's crazy.
Yeah. So,
well, you can watch it on TV, people, or highlights of it. You can probably see on YouTube.
Yeah, and afterwards they have very healthy, low-calorie diets because they can't even, their stomachs are so stretched out they can't tell when they're full. So
do
they have
to forklift them off? Like, is it safe for them to move? Or do they just have to sit there until?
Well, it's funny you mention.
Okay.
And part of the technique is to jump around and wiggle their bodies while inhaling as many hot dogs as they can handle to encourage the food to slide down the esophagus and settle compactly in their stomach.
So they're not chewing. They're just swallowing?
They're taking bites and just getting it down.
Wow, that's so strange.
Yeah.
America. And that's how we celebrate the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Wow. I get, if this was the 70s, someone would be like, there are children in Africa.
I know.
Starving.
Starving, and you're...
Yeah, you're throwing all these hot dogs down your throat, Mr. Chestnut.
I got the four R's.
What's the four R's? Rehearse, record, rinse, or repeat.
209 West 40th Street. Hashtag Funk Life NYC.
Strange. All right, well, I take another different tack here on July 4th because it's about freedom. Yeah. It's about independence.
That's right.
And it's about the American way. And what is more American than starting your own fucking country?
That's right.
That is right up there. So I looked this up on how to start your own country in four easy steps. This was actually in a legitimate publication called Foreign Policy, which I read. I don't know why this article was in there. It's very short. Usually their articles are like 30 pages long and they're written by like lead economists or whatever. But this is how to start your own country. So it says, number one, make sure, this is in 2008, this is after Kosovo became a country.
Oh.
So like in our lifetime, there have been about 30 or 40 new countries.
Right. I like Georgia.
Yeah. So after the Russian Federation or whatever it was called, the USSR, right? Mm-hmm. The USSR broke up. We got like 17 new countries. So this is in the Balkans. So after Kosovo happened, people were like, hey, how can I start my own country?
Yeah.
Here you go. So make sure you're eligible. In order for us, this is hikey, if we're going to do our own country,
okay,
we have to have a definable territory. That would be the studio.
That's right.
We can, of course, first we got to pick out a flag.
Okay.
Easy. We have a logo, so we can just run that up a pole. National anthem, cinema will provide us with that.
That's right.
And then print up money. We could just write something on a
post-it note. Hikey bucks.
Hikey bucks. Yeah, we already talked about that before.
Yeah, that's something that we have. Hikey bucks is about...
I think I'm going to make an equivalent. I'm going to peg it to the dollar.
Yeah.
So one hikey buck is one U.S. dollar.
That's right.
So say we have our flag, the national anthem, the money, and we have our territory. We have to have a permanent population, so we have to stay here.
Oh.
And get other people to stay here as well. Okay. Forever.
How many people does it take to make
it
a country?
It doesn't say. It just says permanent.
All right.
So I say two people could be a population.
All right.
Right. We can trick anyone else to come in here for the long haul. It's quite nice in here, people, by the way. There's snacks.
There's snacks. There's some AC.
Yeah, there's AC.
Always music.
There's a place to sit, and yep, there's conversation. But you will be taped. So you also have to have a government.
Oh.
Easy. I mean, come on.
Be El Presidente.
Sure. And would you also like to be, we do co-presidents.
I'll be, all right. Good. All right. Co-presidents.
You do co-presidents. Yes. Then, number two, we declare our independence.
Okay.
Easy. But, you know, we have to get somebody to recognize us is the problem. So if we can trick another country into recognizing us or somehow get recognized, and there's no real rules for this. Like, they can recognize you if they want to. They don't have to recognize you. So we said, if we get this, if we get recognized, say we slip this in, say we get someone like Micronesia to recognize us. They weren't paying attention. Just came across their desk. Mm-hmm. We're in. We're going to get now territorial integrity. So they'll recognize the studio as Hikey Land.
Okay.
Right? And then sovereignty.
Yeah.
So we can do basically what we want here. That was the third step. So we declare independence and then get recognized. Some places have had difficulty getting recognized. For example, North Vietnam and South Vietnam.
All right.
North and South Korea. Yeah. East and West Germany. Remember those guys? Palestine, Taiwan, and Northern Cyprus.
I remember them well.
Remember those guys? The United States, I don't know if we could get the U.S., our former country, to recognize us. They don't really have a policy. They could do it. They could not do it.
There's no real...
It's up to the president.
All right.
So we might be able to slip this one in. He might not realize. We could tweet it.
Oh, my God.
See if we get recognized. He'll retweet anything.
Yes.
And then...
We could do with this, Jaquette. Yeah, this is a real option.
We could do it.
Us.
And then we have to write a letter to the Secretary General of the United Nations. Or we could just walk it across town. Mm-hmm. They're on 46th Street. We're on 42nd.
Wow.
Okay. It's only a couple blocks from here. And if they recognize us, that's like the gold standard of being legitimate. Could take some time, but it could still happen.
This is like easier than I thought.
I know, only four steps. So, but we have to be...
No wonder all those short guys from Great Britain came over here and,
and started it.
Because it's easy.
Well, it was easier back then when you could just steal land from people and then stick a flag in the ground. We don't have that option, I think.
Okay.
I think, I'm not sure. If two-thirds of the two-thirds majority of the Security Council votes for us and guarantees that we are a peace-loving state, I don't know what that has to do with being in the UN, because really, everyone's in there.
Yeah, right.
Like, what's a peace-loving state? But it doesn't always work. So, for example, obviously Native Americans have tried to be recognized, and they said no. Native Canadians or First Nations people, they've said no to them. They said the longer we wait, so if we start saying that we're hiking now, in a decade or two decades, if we just keep putting it out there, eventually,
I swear to God,
we're
going to
become a country.
Yeah.
We're going to get de facto sovereignty.
Say so long enough.
Yeah. So it says here that the main thing is it's not impossible, but we just need a lot of patience and the right friends. Not bad, huh, for starting a really small country.
I feel optimistic.
Yeah.
I feel like that there's hope for...
We have time. We're still fairly young.
Yeah.
In our sunset years, we could see sovereignty happen in the studio.
Right. And our portraits will be up.
Yeah. The founding mothers.
Yeah, right.
Of hiking land. Yeah. All right, what do you have?
I have other celebrations for the 4th of July.
Okay. There's other things going on that day as well?
Other things are going on, yeah, in different parts of the United States.
Okay.
So in Maine, for instance, they have the lobster racing. You bring out your pedigree lobster, and you have them race, and people place bets. Just in the street.
In the streets?
In Bar Harbor.
You know what? I love lobster. I love to eat lobster. I will be at the end of that race with a bib.
And
some
butter.
A cracker and some butter. Just waiting.
I know.
right this way.
But apparently it's hilarious because
I'm sure
people are yelling at the lobsters who don't care.
They don't care. They don't know what's going on.
They don't know. But one of the bigger things that have happened, and this is in Ocean Beach, California.
Okay.
They have marshmallow fights. And it started on the beach, and two families were throwing them at each other. Like, hey, we're the ones, we're having our party here.
Like just regular small marshmallows?
Like, yeah, you regular toast them over the...
Okay.
The fire.
And it started out, they claim it was friendly.
Yeah. Anyway, so it turned into a bigger thing where everybody goes to the beach and they peg each other with marshmallows. But it got out of hand.
Was an eye put out?
Well, there were reports of people throwing flaming frozen marshmallows.
Excuse me? Okay, I had predicted the flaming part, but I didn't know about freezing at first.
Yeah.
It's like Greek fire.
Yeah, so children and elderly passerbys were hurt by these sweets.
No one else?
Yeah.
Only the old and the young?
Somebody tucked batteries inside.
That makes no sense.
To make them go further and hit harder.
Why? Now it's just a projectile.
Yeah, and then they were getting off the beach and going into the streets and doing this. So
and
now,
throwing battery-laden fire marshmallows?
Yeah, all kinds of marshmallows. Now they're all over the streets, and you have to clean this up. They always had to clean up on the beach.
Of course.
It's a lot easier
on the
beach.
It's easy, yeah.
But now Seagulls. It's all over the town.
Oh, my God. Why can't people do anything properly?
Right.
So now they had to shut it down?
Well, they were going to shut it down.
Would they remove all the marshmallows from town?
They had a thing, they were monitoring how many people bought the marshmallows, just like
meth? Might,
like Sudafed.
Yes.
Cops are patrolling the streets.
Looking for marshmallows?
Yeah, the town council had a campaign called Mallow Out, telling people to...
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Oh, America.
Yeah, because it costs businesses... thousands and thousands to clean up.
Because of the sticky mess.
Yeah,
plus
yeah.
The batteries.
Volunteers are on their hands and knees scraping marshmallow goo off the sidewalk.
Well, no one thought to come out with some graham crackers and a little bit of chocolate.
Yeah, I know.
Try to catch those things.
They had other t-shirts that they were passing out in addition to the Mallow Out slogan they had. Respect OB, Ocean Beach.
Oh, my goodness. Life is too good for these people. These are the problems that they have in their community.
Yeah. So, yeah, it started in the 80s as good fun, and it has continued all this time, but it just gets
others
violent.
Are battling homelessness, drug abuse.
Yeah.
These guys, marshmallow fights.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so now they're keeping their fingers crossed this year. They're recommending everybody to just have fun and not to stay on the sand.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like the purge, huh?
Yeah.
Or in their minds.
Yeah.
It's probably the only problem that they have to deal with all year is this.
Yeah.
I can imagine
I'm
the town
sure.
council being like, okay, we know what this is about, you know.
Yeah. So can you imagine everybody coming to party on the beach?
Yeah.
From wherever.
And not knowing this.
Yeah. Or even know they come now to do this.
I'm imagining someone like me or, you know, you would have been like, oh, hey, here we are. Let's go to the beach. This will be fun.
Yeah.
We go out there with a bag of marshmallows to do some s'mores. Next thing you know, we're in jail.
Yeah.
we're facing like a six.
Yeah.
6 month split.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, God.
Here's another one that is just the personification of Americans today.
Oh, no. Is it a hanging? What's happening?
In Kentucky. Kentucky, mind you, there is the tradition of shooting obsolete electronic devices. People...
When did this start, this people, tradition?
I don't know. They donate their old computers, and people and Kentuckians with guns go to town blowing up every piece of circuit board and screen they see.
Wow.
They launch them.
I hope aliens don't see this.
But
then
isn't
they
it
won't
just
come.
The perfect technology, yes. intelligence,
yep.
moving forward, progress,
yep.
being shot.
Being shot. I mean, alternatively, you could reuse the item. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that in my building, probably in Hoboken as well, you can't just throw away electronics.
No.
You actually have to take them to a location to be properly handled and recycled.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
They have chemicals in them
mm-hmm.
and, you know, all kinds of metals and things like that. And some of them actually have useful parts still.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So they throw them in the air and then shoot them.
Yeah.
Great.
Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky. So I found something here. Speaking of independence, this is how to be with an independent woman.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. This is a good...
It's a tough one. So this is written
really
by gentlemen for gentlemen. But this could also be for women who date women as well.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think a lot of women who
date
women,
women
might
already
know this.
Yeah.
Might have a little clue to this. It says, step number one, know your expectations.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
No, I mean, doesn't everyone know their expectations?
Or I get maybe communicate your
I don't
expectations?
Know. It says know your own expectations. Strong and independent women
I'm
are very...
I'm here and I want a meal.
Strong and independent women are very comfortable with their interests, friends, comforts.
Yeah.
They're comfortable with their comforts. Careers and lives. Do not expect the independent woman to change for you.
That's right.
Yeah. Support and encourage the independent woman by becoming a part of her life and adding to it instead of trying to squash her independence.
No kidding.
She may challenge you or she may use you as a sounding board for her endeavors. The best thing you can do is challenge back. Be strong. Be there for her and suggest ideas when she turns to you for help. This is a guy who's like trying to hang on.
Yeah.
He's like, into this independent woman, but he's like, I don't want to screw this up. Step two, be available and decisive, but not overbearing.
Mm-hmm.
So the independent women are usually busy.
Very busy.
I think all women are busy, but like, yes, independent women are busy too.
Yeah.
Like,
the ones that are dependent
yeah,
are not busy.
I don't know very many women that aren't busy.
Yeah.
Send her an email with a date and time asking her what her schedule looks like. Ask if you can call to set up definite plans. Pin down solid plans for her with solid ideas.
Mm-hmm.
No BS. That's my, I put that
That's
in there. Don't play it by ear or quote unquote hang out.
Oh yeah. No kidding.
See?
No
Katie's
kidding.
Katie's an independent woman. Independent women like plans.
That's right.
They don't want to waste time. What woman wants to waste time?
Yeah. Like at the last minute, want to hang out.
No.
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 I don't know what to do.
Yeah, they come up with some, make something up
yeah.
on the spot if you have to, but be definite about it.
Yeah.
Oh, step number three, this is my favorite, watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth, wow.
Watch your mouth. One of the biggest mistakes men make is to strip away a woman's independence by calling her names such as hottie,
yeah.
babe, or chick on a date. I've never had someone call me chick on a date.
You're the kind of chick I like.
Yeah, a chick, or hottie.
Hey,
hottie.
Hey, how does that...
I don't know.
You're such a hottie.
Yeah, but would
Whatever.
You say that to the independent
no.
woman? It says here, no, watch your mouth. also, if you were having a conversation, do not over-explain things.
Yeah.
By over-explaining, you're assuming she's less intelligent than you. Treat her as you would want to be treated. This is not bad so far.
Yeah.
Now, step four, let it go if she ignores you. We're talking about
independent... What do you mean, it ignores you?
An independent woman doesn't need to be with a needy man.
What is like he says something to you and you just walk on by?
Yes. He's like, I'd
you
like,
just stare at
I'd
him.
I'd like a then... hamburger. He'll have the pita.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him. She'll
I said I wanted the hamburger.
You'll have a pita. She'll show you affection when she wants to.
That's right.
There's no point in pressuring her to give in fact she's gonna lose interest because she may perceive you as being needy and insecure. If you pursue your interest and stay cool, stay cool, man.
Stay cool.
She's more likely to show interest. Give her space by not calling her or leaving messages. She will tend to perceive you as more of a challenge and call when she wants to show you affection again. Wow. If you want to see some affection, you better watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth and don't up. Call.
The last thing that you should do is be independent, too.
No kidding.
Independent women are usually attracted to men who are just as successful as they are, I guess, in their independence. This means you should feel self-confident about your job, financial situation, and life before introducing her to it. I like that. So it's like you're a man, you go out there, you meet an independent woman. Maybe you don't have everything together. Wait till you have it together before you show it to her.
Yeah, go get it together.
Go get it together. Which is a good, like kind of an old-fashioned thing. Like you found a woman you're interested in.
Yeah.
Now fix your life.
Yeah.
So that there's something nice. It's like getting your nest ready. Right?
That's what some guy came to me and said, I want a girlfriend. I want a wife, and I don't even know what to do. Will I ever get married?
He's like, what the fuck do I look like over here, Moses?
Yeah, I was like, well, what does your house look like? I'm like,
you went right there with him.
I did. I said, go and set up your house.
Yeah. Get it clean. Get it nice.
Clean. Get it nice. Look at it with new eyes.
Yeah.
And see if any woman would want to go in there.
And what did he say?
He's like, what? And I'm
like, I didn't want that.
Got to get new linens.
He was like, I thought you were going to say get a shave and a haircut. Something easy. No, you weren't.
And I told him, don't stop there. I told him to get all new outfits.
You said look in the mirror?
I said, you've got to find places to go and have like a list ready. So you would be like, does she like beach dates? No. Does she like fine dinners? Yes.
Yeah, be prepared.
Have a bunch of places. Or have bars, have restaurants, have activities.
Pretend
already.
Like it's a sales meeting. I'm assuming the guy's in sales. His name is Bob. Like, hey, the way you prepare for like a presentation of some kind.
I was like, get ready. And he's like, what?
Yeah, because what if you meet the woman of the independent woman of your dreams, and you don't have your shit together?
Yeah.
Then she's just going to go right to the next guy who's got a nicer place and a better shave.
That's right.
And his don't have a PowerPoint presentation at the ready. It says, so you should feel self-confident about your job, financial situation, and life before introducing her to it. For instance, an independent woman, For instance, an independent woman is less likely to date you if you live with your mom, who also does your budget and your laundry. The end.
Wow.
So these are the five things. It's not bad. And they have some references here.
Yep. I would also say, try not to be like a misogynistic kind of guy.
Yeah. But don't be a dick. Yeah. That's what that goes with. Even if the woman is not independent, even if it's a dependent woman, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
All right. What do you have?
Let's see. There's some other celebrations. Another one that is purely all American is the Tom Sawyer days.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like where this is. Is there a raft involved?
Yeah.
Is
so
Jim
Tom
involved?
People get together on the 4th of July to celebrate this fictional character who basically...
tricked people into doing his work.
Yeah. And had them pay to do it, too.
That's all I remember.
Yeah.
About that character.
What a jerk.
I know. And I think this was Mark Twain's point. I mean, I love Mark Twain. He was a pretty shrewd guy and very cynical. Right? This is what he was trying to say, right? This guy's a dick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and everyone's like, yeah, let's
He's
celebrate
great.
That.
Yeah.
It's all American. Yeah, isn't that great?
He
totally conned all these
people.
Yeah,
he screwed all these people.
Yeah. And then there's a frog jumping.
And he was
unclear
about racism.
Yeah.
Even though it was pretty obvious from the text.
Good. There's frog jumping contest.
Would you jump over a frog or a frog jumps? I don't know how this works. Look.
I think you'd take your frog and
you,
bring it.
You've seen where I'm from. It's rural AF. But come on, we don't do this.
I know. See, this is the type of person who's celebrating Sawyer. So, of course, they're going to pull out the frog.
Yeah.
There's another one where there's a tug of war, but it's over it's between these two towns that have a river between them. And it gets serious.
And they pull each other
big,
into the river?
Giant rope. You can't be under 200 pounds if you want to be on the team.
really?
Yeah. They get so serious about it, they eat whale blubber to to bulk up.
Are you kidding?
That's what they say.
Okay.
They also, I mean, I guess they're bulking up. They hire 500-pound, Samoan wrestlers. They go all out trying to stack their
They bring in Samoans? That doesn't seem fair. I mean, if they each have a Samoan, fine.
Then the one side got the Berkeley rowing team in there.
This makes no sense.
Is another one year they got the rugby team and then a Jeep.
Like, this is someone else brought in a plane.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, it's not exactly fair.
Yeah.
But they do that.
Jeep. Wow. Yeah. No shooting is involved, though.
Yeah. What other thing that they do? They have country music days.
Okay.
Where they have their celebrations around country music. But one thing I learned about this, if you either love country music or you really hate country music.
I like old school country music.
There's a tear in my beer?
No. Even older, like Alabama, Mountain Men, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, like old.
You like country rock?
I mean, I guess you could call it
Alabama's country rock. Yeah.
But like Johnny Cash,
yeah.
Patsy Cline, like
yeah.
that kind of thing.
Yeah,
the source. I don't like the new country music because it's very pop.
Yeah.
To me, it sounds like, and I don't. They're not talking about shit. Have they been locked up? You know what I mean? Like, have they experienced like some real country? Like, have they escaped from a sheriff? Mm-hmm. If not, I don't want to hear your little strumming.
But it's the idea that my takeaway from this is that country music is so controversial that colleges want to know on your when they're assigning you to your
if you listen to it
or not, because they're not going to put people who love it and hate it.
It's kind of a I mean, unfortunately, I think they're using it a proxy for are you an ignorant bigot, which is not always the case.
Yeah.
But I do understand that in college, you really don't want to have a roommate that listens to country music.
Yeah.
If you don't. I think it's interesting because a lot of people listen to rap.
Yeah.
A lot of people listen to R&B. A lot of people listen to pop and electronica. But not a lot of people
listen
to country music.
You're right.
And obviously, I listen to all kinds. At home, I listen to all kinds of music.
Yeah.
Anything from, with the exception of blues. I don't really listen to a lot. But from jazz to rock, to synth pop, to metal, heavy metal, grunge, all kinds of stuff. Classical, country, no.
You're right. Totally right. It did have a resurgence in the 70s. There was a lot of country.
That's different, though. That was like folk.
Yeah,
Folk kind of stuff, right. You know, I think. Is that what you're thinking about?
Yeah,
we're both
like,
thinking about folk music, like Don McLean.
Yeah.
That kind of.
Well, I was thinking more Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Gonna oom pop a mau mau my way to the fourth,
etc. Yeah. Country music. Yeah, I don't even know anyone who likes country music. A friend of mine was telling me that her mom got into country music in the 80s, and everyone's been angry ever since. Like some friend of hers got her into it, and she's like, you know, with vitriol.
Oh, really?
Because people really don't like country music. I think it's what it represents for a lot of people, as I said, the kind of stereotype of the redneck or whatever. But also, you can't dance to it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have, in my mind, much of a beat. So then what are you doing?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you can line dance, maybe.
Maybe.
But you need a bunch of people.
Yeah, you need a lot of people to do that.
You're not going to line dance alone.
So it's not like...
Because that's not a line.
Yeah, or it's not like the Patsy Cline stuff where it's like you're really feeling the story of what's going on. It's just like, okay, there's some twanging going on here. Like, great. It's a good way to clear out a bar.
Yeah.
I bet you go into a bar, there's a jukebox, you put us with country music, people are like... Well, I'm just going to finish up this beer.
Yeah. It's true.
Like, see what else is going on.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, that's rough for country music. You know, maybe I should see if there's any country music out there I like. There's got to be some black country artists. Dude called Cowboy Troy.
Oh.
He's a black country artist.
Okay.
So maybe I'll check out his stuff and see if it's something I might like, or if he's like a Hootie and the Blowfish type of situation where it's just still bad. You know?
No matter what.
Hey, you know it is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is frankly thirsty work. It gets pretty dry in this studio. And you know we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying a gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Mmm, box of wine.
So we're talking about starting our own country before that would be Haiki Land. Mm-hmm. Or is it the Republic of Haiki Land or maybe the Democratic Republic of Haiki Land or just Haiki Land?
I think Haiki Land.
Haiki Land, writ large. So these are the world's newest countries since 1990. So when the USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, broke up, which we remember. And I remember it being a really, really big deal. And then it was just like, whatever. Right? All these new countries popped up. Everyone had to get new maps and globes. So they got 15 countries out of that. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Estonia, Georgia, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan, which I really want to go to. Latvia, Lithuania, Moldova, Russia, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Ukraine, and Uzbekistan. All out of the USSR.
Wow.
I didn't know it was that many.
I didn't know that either.
And then former Yugoslavia, apparently, broke up into 5 countries. It's tiny.
How can you get 5 countries out of that?
But they are. Croatia and Slovenia, Macedonia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and then Serbia and Montenegro.
Wow.
Out of the tiny. These countries are tiny. I've been to Serbia. It's tiny. It's like Delaware size.
Are you kidding?
I never explored
these countries.
I only had one opportunity, so I did what I could, but it's tiny.
Oh, wow.
Right? So then in 1990, Namibia became independent of South Africa. It used to be called Southwest Africa because it was Germany, which makes no sense. Then North and South Yemen in 1990 came together to make Yemen.
Hooray!
I didn't know that's a union. Yes. Going in the other direction, right? Then East Germany and West Germany, remember those guys, became Germany. And then in 1991, the Marshall Islands, which was a part of the United States, declared independence. And also, apparently, we lost Micronesia, which used to be called the Caroline Islands, which I don't remember.
I don't remember that
at all. Apparently, the United States has a lot of these little islands.
I wouldn't put micro in the name of my country.
That's what they wanted, Micronesia. Maybe
they can do whatever they want.
Maybe there's a Macronesia somewhere.
For me
personally.
Personally, yeah. I would not put micro.
You would call it huge Nija. Like, 1993, I remember.
Gargantua Estonia.
Yes, Gargantua. The Czech Republic and Slovakia, they broke, away from each other. It was Czechoslovakia.
Okay.
Then in 1993, Eritrea broke off from Ethiopia. These are things I kind of remember. Then East Timor broke away from Portugal and became independent. Montenegro was part of Serbia and then broke off from Serbia after it broke off from Yugoslavia. So there's like more pieces. Then Kosovo, which is our model for becoming a state.
Sure.
Right, Haiki Land. Yeah. And then the newest country, I believe, is South Sudan, which seceded from Sudan in 2011.
Okay.
I think that's the newest country.
That's the latest
so
one.
So welcome.
Yeah. But for Haiki Land, what are our principles? I think wine is our national beverage.
Yes. Just wine. Just period. Wine. Yeah. It's on the flag, actually.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the corner.
Yeah.
It's down in the corner. Comedy.
Okay. Comedy for all.
Equality.
Yes.
Of course, healthcare and schooling.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, it's a small country, but we're not, barbarians.
Yeah, right.
We're going to offer people healthcare and education.
Right.
I'd like to see
delicious, healthy food.
Delicious, healthy food. I'd like to see a monorail. I know it's kind of out there for a small country, but
a monorail?
A monorail.
Yeah.
Why not? They're quiet. They're nice.
I would say Zumba for everybody.
It's on the monorail. We could have a Zumba car. Why not? The first car will be the quiet car. Second one, Zumba.
Yeah.
Easy. Of course, it has nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You just get in the car, you walk through the front, you get out, there you are.
Yeah.
But if our country expands,
yeah,
we'll have the system already set up.
And what is our celebration day?
I don't know. Oh, it'll be the birthday, the anniversary of our show.
Oh, that's July 30th.
Yeah, July 30th.
Or August 30th. No, August 30th.
Every 30th of the month?
Every 30th is a celebration. And then, holidays.
But during Black History Month, we'll do it on the 28th.
Okay.
Or maybe we'll give two extra days for Black History Month because.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
so it can be a full month like everybody else.
Right.
So we have 367 days. The extra two are in Black History Month.
Yeah.
But we are on a Gregorian calendar.
Yeah.
It's just expanded. That's all.
The extended version of the Gregorian.
By the way, the monorail's free.
Okay. That's
so
right.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
We
and
do.
It's silent.
The problem with Hagia Land is, though, there's a really high taxation. To provide all the things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a 60% rate. But look what you get.
Yeah, you get a lot.
You get a lot. That and monorail, free school health care, foot rubs.
500 thread key count sheets.
Yes. Thread count sheets. Already the monorail's been mentioned.
Yeah.
You know? Plus passports.
And everybody gets beachfront property.
Yes. The whole thing is beachfront property. So you're on the front of the beach is what we're saying. For Hagia Land.
Yeah.
All right, what do you have?
Okay, so...
I like our country. It sounds all right. There's no country music, though.
No, not at all.
Sorry.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's banned.
We don't need the controversy.
No. Let's see. This is... It's too short to be a Tales from the Campfire.
Okay, should I introduce it?
No.
No.
Because it's too short.
Stand nearby.
Stand nearby, because a parade's going to go by. And you know what I'm talking about? A ghost parade.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Ghost parade.
So, this is the only thing I could really find
about
ghosts on the 4th of July, even though I'm sure there's more than one roaming around. Fort de Charte
in southern, fancy.
In southern Illinois.
Okay, I got less fancy.
They have a 4th of July parade, unlike any other, but only when the 4th of July falls on a Friday.
Why? Is it that crazy that they have to the next day off?
There's a ghostly funeral parade that is said to start at the fort and end in a small cemetery outside Prairie du Rocher.
That's bizarre.
Yes. The first first sighting was by a woman sitting on her porch with her neighbors in 1889 near midnight. It was near midnight, and they said they saw more than 40 wagons with people in them, including a wagon carrying a coffin.
What were they
but
on?
The procession made no sound. It disappeared over a hill.
Okay.
And there have been other reported sightings of this procession, but it's only on years when the 4th of July falls on a Friday.
I think there's something people are doing on a Friday on 4th of July, some hooch-related
I know.
Activity.
It's like some moonshine out
there. Yeah, that's causing people to see a procession.
That's why I didn't want to put it in the tales.
So yeah, it's a mini tale. It's a mini tale.
It's a tall tale.
So, and when you think about independence and freedom, you think about, living free.
Yeah.
So I found some ways to live free. One is called, rent free is what I mean.
Oh,
not actually
even
free, but living rent free. So one called Caretakers Gazette.
Mm-hmm.
It's a service you can join. It's $30 a year, and it gives you a list, classified ads of people who are looking for caretakers in exchange for rent.
Oh.
So it could be people who are looking for ranch hands, family farms, people who have campsites, motel management, or it could be for elderly people who are looking for, they don't need a nurse, but they need a companion.
Somebody around just in case.
Yeah.
You know.
But also, like, maybe they need, someone to help them cook and clean and, keep themselves together.
Get things off the top shelf, lock the doors, just double check.
And it says there are gigs in here from Australia to Europe and even Micronesia.
Oh, Micronesia. Yet again.
Yet again. Some are paying opportunities. Some are work trade, right? But and whatever happens, they give you accommodation free. There's another one called WOOF. WOOF is an acronym, Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms.
Oh, God.
Okay, so it's an international organization over 70 countries. I don't know if it's in Micronesia or not, probably. But basically, you can live on an organic farm or a garden, a business, a ranch, you name it. And again, you exchange services for accommodations. There's another one called House Carers. This is for people who, I didn't know this was a railroad anymore, house sitting.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big thing in college.
It was a big deal.
If you could find
God.
Some rich people to sit, be in their house for the summertime and you didn't have to go home.
You'd
save money.
That would happen in Aspen. I knew people who were house sitting and the parties they threw.
So it says, if you're happy to spend your vacation house sitting, you might find the right opportunity. People list their houses for and request the period of time, few days to a few months. anywhere in the world. You have to go through, you know, you have to have insurance and that kind of stuff, and mm-hmm. they want you to be bonded. I think they take care of that. But it's you can it's free membership or $45 a year. There's another one, Organic Volunteers, same thing, mm-hmm. like organic farms, hostels, whatever. And Couchsurfing.com is exactly what it sounds like. I'm surprised this is still around, too. I thought Airbnb had eliminated all of these ways that people actually have contact with each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, instead of going through, I mean, there are services here, but really this is about one person opening up their home to another person in exchange for something. Then there's one called GlobalFreeloaders.com.
Oh.
Which, sounds... actually, it sounds shady, but it's just a cultural exchange program for hosts and travelers.
Oh.
So registration is free, but so it's like if you are you open your home to someone and you exchange.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
But you have to exchange each other's
No, not each other.
Or you're just like on the list. Hey, I did this.
Yeah, you're on the
so
list.
So you're entitled to a week elsewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the point of this one is you want to meet people from different cultures mm-hmm. and, you know, have cultural exchange.
Do you have to be there when they're there?
Yeah, you're hosting them.
Oh, you're hosting.
So you have to be there. It's not Airbnb. This is like someone comes, stays with you, and you're their host.
I thought you there was an apartment switch.
No.
It was like Airbnb, but like you're accruing time by
No, this is actually just... Someone wants to come to Hoboken.
Oh.
You show them around, and maybe you want to go to Paris. You go stay with someone, they show you around. Like, they host you in the traditional sense of the word. And then the most awesome one I found is called service.org. It is the original of all of these, and it's actually recognized by the UN. It's been around for 50 years, and it's a network to connect people, places, and volunteers. You do work in relief camps, or you advocate through peace for peace. People host dinners in their homes for one or two nights, and you meet people from around the world. And it's just, and you have to get into the program. So you have to be screened and all this kind of stuff. But this one is just good old fashioned meeting people from other cultures, breaking bread with them, hanging out. Right. So these are some ways to live free and travel around.
Oh,
kind of cool. I like this, the UN one.
Mm.
Like, imagine what kind of really cool people
I know
you would meet.
That's really
and
exciting.
Just have, like, go to dinner and there's like 12 different people there from, like, different parts of the world who want to, like, actually talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really nice. All right. What do you have?
Well, the 4th of July, there's a lot of fireworks.
Yes. There are. I can see them from my apartment, so I'm kind of lucky. I can see some of the ones in the city. Because going into the city to try to see them is a nightmare.
It is. but it's all fireworks, the noise, activity, smells, chaos... is hard for your pets, but it's especially hard for service dogs because they're working.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Then don't bring them. Leave them at, you know.
Yeah.
Don't go.
Yeah. So you have to talk to your the coordinator at the service dog facility and make sure that they're trained to handle crowds and chaos.
Wow.
And all
yeah, because
that.
They might go into whatever their mode is.
Yeah.
Like defense mode.
Right. So if you're simply attending an event for distraction proofing or socialization, consider waiting for a less hectic time to get your dog acclimated to what your life is like.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just like get a dog and be like, go into a parade.
Day one.
Yeah,
right. The dog is like, I'm out of here, dude. I didn't sign up for this shit.
So make sure you spend sufficient time training with your dog in a safe fenced in area before taking your dog into crowds.
That's great.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I know, but it
people
even,
probably don't do it. That's why someone wrote this piece,
yes.
right?
And even if you're with your dog for a while, just know that the pyrotechnics, the booms, the smells of smoke and heat can put your partner on edge.
Yeah. And it's probably exhausting.
Yeah.
It's like a double shift for that guy.
Yeah, and they get stressed out really easily. And it's something, so they say one way to get them ready is that you can play CDs to desensitize them.
To fireworks?
Of thunderstorms, fireworks, city sounds, and other things. But you have to start early. You don't start like a couple of days before.
So you don't get your service dog on July 1st and then take him or her to the festivities.
Or even if you have your service dog for a while, don't just take them out.
You've never taken
them
to fireworks
before. You have to start acclimating them to that.
A friend of mine who they found a dog wandering the streets. Wonderful dog. They took it in. And they didn't know that the dog had been trained. But they could never figure out what the signals were.
No.
So sometimes you'd be walking the dog and all of a sudden they would just do an emergency stop and you couldn't get him to move.
Oh my God.
Because you had signaled to him in some way to do an emergency stop.
Oh no.
So then it was kind of like, well, just I remember I took him for a walk once. I was like, well, I guess I'll just stand here until...
Mm-hmm.
this ends. This is kind of awkward.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't a big dog, but it was, you know, it was a big enough dog that I couldn't just drag him along.
Drag, of course.
But also, he was doing what he had been
trained to do, trained to course, do,
which
yeah.
was stop.
Oh, my God.
And it was a serious stop. He would do some other things, too. I wish we could have figured out what the the symbols were, because I'm sure he could probably, like, you know, send an email or something. I mean, this dog was, like, pretty on the money.
Really?
He had a lot, like, he knew rollover, sit, paw, all that kind of thing. And the emergency stop is something that I didn't know anything about. So I guess an emergency stop would be, just like I said, an emergency. And then he just waits. Calmly.
What happened? I mean, you don't even
I don't know.
What...
I was probably talking on the phone or something, and maybe I said something, and he was like, that's it. Because I was just walking, and all of a sudden I realized that, you know, it was a tug on the thing.
You were probably like, for real.
Yeah. I look back, and I'm like, hey, come on, buddy. He's just like, no.
No, it's not happening.
I'm not coming out of this until I get released.
Wow.
So what are your plans for the 4th of July?
Probably, whatever they are, they're going to involve wine.
Okay.
For
will hot dogs be involved? Probably not.
After that whole diatribe on the hot dogs. But Snoop Dogg is going to be in Jersey City.
Really? Really?
Performing for the 4th of July.
Where?
In the middle of the street or something.
He's like a family show now.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. So it's a free show?
Yeah, it's a free show, and it's a kind of a thing because...
I like that. What's more American than Snoop Dogg?
The New York City mayor is, again, having the fireworks on the east side
of
the city.
All right.
So then the other side of New York doesn't get to see them, but Jersey City is going to have the firework display, so we get to see some fireworks.
So, and then the people from the west side of New York can see yours.
Right.
So that's what I've been seeing, because from my apartment, even though I'm on the west side, I'm at the highest point in New York City. So I can see all the way across, and there's nothing, because I'm in the Bronx, there's nothing in the way, because the buildings are fairly low. So that's what I've been seeing.
Okay.
Is like when they do the fireworks on the east side. I wonder why they started doing that for Brooklyn, I guess.
Yeah, because
the mayor lives
in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Or he's from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is so much more...
Yeah. And the Bronx, we have our own. We just do them ourselves illegally.
Yeah.
It's always interesting.
So what are you doing?
Usually for the 4th of July, we get out of here. We are, again, this year going to Montreal Comic Con.
Oh, great.
For the 4th of July. I'd pitch them a session, because anyone can pitch one. I picked the session that I pitched, and it didn't get picked, unfortunately. I'll try to do it again. Was called Bigfoot on the Big Screen. So I was trying to put myself out there as a Bigfootist.
Oh, are you kidding?
A Bigfoot advocate. Because we talk about Bigfoot on the show, and I actually know quite a bit about Bigfoot, and so do you.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about big footage. You know, the early films, the so-called...
And it didn't get picked. How did
it didn't get picked?
That?
I don't know. I'll do it again. I'll try again next year.
Again.
You will rue the day, Montreal Comic Con. And anyway, happy 4th of July, everyone.
Happy 4th.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.